As we heard in today's Gospels, there were two of them, one at the beginning about that first Palm Sunday, and today's reading of the Passion. There were two crowds at this time in Jesus' life. One crowd praised him, the crowd on Palm Sunday, and the other crowd called for his death on Good Friday. But we know that Jesus looked on both crowds and saw a people that he was willing to die for. That's us. And so our celebration today is more than anything else a time for us to give praise and thanks to God for loving us. But there is also a lesson in today's scripture readings on how to be a Christian. And that's why I asked David to bring the cross as a visual symbol of the things I want to talk about. Christian life is referred to by some theologians as a cruciform way of life. We don't use that word very often. Cruciform means what it sounds like. It's in the form of a cross. And so your life and my life, if we want to be disciples of Jesus, has to look like this. Our lives have to look like this to be disciples. Well, what does this mean? Does this mean, as some critics of Christianity say, that Christian life is really about suffering and about imposing sufferings on ourselves? It's a miserable life that wallows in pain and agony. Of course not. We know that's not what the Christian life means. But the Christian life is cruciform. Saint Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, which was our second reading today, actually our third reading because we had the gospel at the beginning, describes what the cross means in very few words. This is what he says. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. So, we learn from Jesus today how to live a cruciform life, which is a life of self-emptying. Jesus emptied himself and took on the form of a slave, and self-giving. And that's what it means to live a life after the pattern of the cross. Now, we know this in some sense naturally, because the people we admire the most, the people who love us the most, are people who live a cruciform way of life. People who are willing to forget themselves, who are willing to empty themselves in the service of others, and who are willing to give of themselves in their relationship with God and in their relationships with their brothers and their sisters. So, today we need to recommit ourselves to a cruciform way of life for ourselves. So think about it. What does that mean in your life? How is God asking you to empty yourself today, this year? Are you full of yourself? If so, the Lord is asking you to empty in order to replace the self with a love for God and a love for others. In our first reading, the Gospel about Palm Sunday, Jesus the Messiah came riding into Jerusalem, not on a horse, which is a symbol of victory, the conquering warrior, but on a donkey. And this, the fathers of the church tell us, is a symbol of the heart of Jesus, which was humble, which means you're not preoccupied with yourself. Not only humble, but also patient. Now, Jesus is patient with us, even though we're sinners. And he died for us before we came to know him or love him. And obedient. Obedient to the will of his Father, which led him to give himself for us on the wood of the cross. We ask the Lord to teach us two things today, the depth of his love for us, but also how to be Christians, how to empty ourselves and give ourselves away in the service of God and our neighbor. The cross leads us in and out of church. It's the beginning and end of our prayer. We ask that the Lord make the cross the pattern of our lives.